Just imagine this. There, at the bottom of the river, there's a 7.5-foot-long, 170-pound armored-covered behemoth. It's brown, sandpaper-like hide has sharp bony plates along its back. Its fins are large, and its tail is just like a shark's. And its dark eyes regard you suspiciously as it flexes its blubbery, sucker mouth and the cat-like whiskers on its chin. The giant, prehistoric-looking animal uses its snout to root around the sandy Chesapeake Bay bottom before lumbering away. For some of us, this would be a reason to call the authorities about a slow-moving water dinosaur loose in the bay. But for any Maryland naturalist, it would be an incredible reason to celebrate. Unmistakably, you've just seen an Atlantic sturgeon, once thought extinct from Chesapeake Bay waters. But in the last few years, scientists have found them still living in the bay. Naturalists around the state have been cheering on their resurgence. There's reason to hope that this creature can rebound and once again become a plentiful part of our waterways. In our listening area, there are two kinds of sturgeon, the Atlantic and the shortnose. My favorite of the two, the Atlantic, looks and behaves remarkably similar to the shortnose, except that it's much, much bigger. In fact, it's the largest fish native to the Chesapeake Bay. Incredibly, the largest Atlantic sturgeon ever recorded was caught up in Canada, measuring 14 feet long and weighing 811 pounds. Sturgeon are anadromous, meaning they live in the ocean and spawn in freshwater rivers. Spawning begins next month and will last until June. Like salmon, sturgeon return to the river they are born in, but typically only return to spawn every 3 to 5 years. Females can lay up to 2 million eggs, which are large and black and stick to the bottom of the river. Once hatched, juveniles stay in the natal river for as long as 6 years before moving into the bay's open waters and eventually the ocean. They prey upon benthic creatures, including clams and other mollusks, crustaceans, worms, and insects. As bottom feeders, they root through the mud to find their prey, then suck it into their mouth like a vacuum. Living fossils, they are dinosaur-era fish. They survived the meteors that killed off the dinosaurs and many other catastrophes since. With bony plates covering their bodies, sturgeon, known to live upwards of 60 years, have few natural predators. They're designed to handle anything, except, of course, humans. Sturgeon were abundant when English settlers arrived to our shores in the 1600s. The ancient-looking fish were a reliable source of food for the settlers most of the year. From colonial times until the early 20th century, sturgeon supported an important fishing industry. In particular, caviar from sturgeon was considered a delicacy in Europe. As you might expect, humans have overfished them terribly. Sturgeon are also very sensitive to low oxygen, pollution, and other poor water conditions. This, combined with their slow rate of maturity and damming of their spawning rivers, caused the species to become very rare. So rare, in fact, that many biologists in Maryland assumed they were gone from the state's waters by the 1990s, with silt pollution making it difficult for the fish to rebound even after catching them was outlawed. But in recent years, scientists have found adult sturgeon in our bay, juveniles in our freshwater rivers, and signs of adults spawning. It's a very exciting time. The Chesapeake Sturgeon Initiative winds down its 3-year study of sturgeon this June. They have been painstakingly tagging adults in the James and York rivers with transmitters that monitor their movements throughout the bay. So far, their research has shown that we have a viable population in the Chesapeake. The story of the sturgeon is a sign that our bay can recover. It can be a healthy resource for us all, from the dinosaur-like sturgeon to humans, too. To learn more, visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot. Thank you.